That's great. No, and by the way, and when you know this from being here for 12 plus years, we don't just let you leave. You're part of the family once you're here, and we recognize you. We want to bring you into our homes. And chances are, we saw you every night more than we saw some of our family members. Some nights. So it's not...
I used to say that in speeches. Actually, I used to say that if somebody comes up in the mall, you got to talk to them. There are only two markets I've ever been in where it was like that. Where you're always in Minnesota is very much like that. Pittsburgh is very much like that. When I left Phoenix, because I anchored here for 4 years as the main nighttime anchor, and then they switched from CBS to Fox, and I didn't want to be on Fox at that time. I think they had one program, The Simpsons.
That's right.
So I went to work for Cox Broadcasting in Pittsburgh, and I did all my research, and I said, what is the biggest town like Pittsburgh that I can go to, like Minneapolis? And it was Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is very, very similar to Minneapolis, say, mid-80s or whatever, size-wise and everything else. Very, tremendous hockey town, unbelievable football town, very much like when I lived back in the Twin Cities. In fact, my son, the first thing we did was get season tickets for the Pittsburgh Penguins because we're big hockey fans. So there's a lot of connections to people say, well, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that's the East Coast. It's, no. I live like maybe 10 miles from the Ohio state line.
Right.
And if you go to the middle of the state, everything after the middle of the state, we consider it Philadelphia territory, and we don't like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. We hate the Flyers. We don't like the Eagles. We consider that part of maybe New Jersey.
Well, that's why you never confuse a Vikings fan for a Packers fan. See, that's the same kind of thing. You never want to assume Minnesota, Wisconsin, or Iowa the same place.
Well, I tell you a funny story. Last night, I was sitting there talking to this guy from Minnesota, and I said, every time I go to a hockey game at the Pens, I wear my old original North Star jersey I got when we played a celebrity hockey game once against the Hollywood All-Stars. It's got Bruce on the back and number 5 for Channel 5. And you can't believe how many people laugh because they go, don't you know we beat you guys for the Stanley Cup? Do you remember that?
Let's listen to a clip, actually. This is a promo, and you brought up Kirby Puckett, but this is a promo with Bob Roos and Kirby Puckett.
What a great day for a ball game here at the Dome.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard.
Goodness, somebody call a doctor.
Kirby, this bat's got more life in it. I'd use this one.
Between that and the football game are two of the most popular videos on the website. The Weird Team.
That was an unbelievable promotion. I mean, that, and I remember, did you ever find that the day we filmed the sledding, We're the Team over at Town and Country
Yes,
Club?
Yes, it is up, and I think you gave a thumbs up on Facebook on it. It is up.
It is? I forgot if you had that up there. I mean, what you've done is amazing. I literally carried around with me videotapes from, I was in broadcasting for 37 years. And I had them in my basement, and you called me one day and said, if you send them to me, I'll dub them and everything and send you copies back, and I'm going to put it on the website. And I go, can I trust this guy? I don't know this guy from Adam. This stuff is my whole life that I want to preserve for my grandchildren and everything. And so I shipped them to you, and then what you've done as far as saving all these different, the other day you posted my first newscast ever. I don't have that. The first news, when I switched from sports to news, the first newscast, you posted that the other day. I'd forgotten about that.
Well, again, this is Bob Bruce today, calling from Arizona. Bob was on KSTP for 12 years as a sports director, news anchor, and talk show host. And Bob, you've been very generous with the tapes, and I appreciate the endorsement because I still am convinced there's more tapes of you out there that other people have in their boxes that if they like what they do on tcmedianow.com, they'll pass them my way because a lot of them go in the dumpster. A lot of them are in the garage or the basement.
I think I still got to go through mine again because I think I may still have my basement's a mess now. But I've got my daughters living with us. I got a new grandbaby, so they moved in to save some money and they're going to buy a house in May. And so all their furniture's in my basement, so I can't get to anything. But I probably have some more stuff down there. It's and you really tremendous gratitude to you because one of the greatest. moments I ever had in sports is when I had a chance to do a golf tip with Jack Nicklaus, and that's on YouTube. And you know, having that there, when I rode a horse in a rodeo in Omaha and a few of those things, you know, that'll be there forever. So my children now, they love watching it. That first newscast, they were just laughing because I look like my son, who's now 30.
No, that's great. In fact, when we come back from the break here, we'll talk a little bit about that transition from sports to news, and then Twin Cities Live. I have some great clips from both those. So we'll take a break,
God.
And we'll be back on KLEB 1220.
North Stars take an 11-game unbeaten streak. Well, the Twins have finally cracked the win column in their sixth spring training try at Cocoa, Florida today. Gary Ward hit a home run as the Twins beat the Houston Astros 3-2. Home runs seem to be a commodity the Twins might have this season. At least one guy who's trying to make the team traffics in them. In his first of a series report from spring training, here's Bob Bruce.
All week long in our spring training reports from Florida, we'll be telling you about the players that'll comprise the Twins' youngest team ever. Now, some of those players I'm sure you've heard of, like Ken Herbick and Gary Gaetti, but there are more, including Randy Johnson, who just may turn out to be the big surprise of this year's spring training. Johnson's power has already caught the eye of the Twins' decision-makers. In yesterday's 9-6 loss to Toronto, he had four RBIs and two of his three hits wound up on the far side of the right field fence. While one good game certainly won't guarantee Randy a job with the Twins, a number of spots are open, and a left-handed hitter with power...
Think of all those doldrum years of the Twins in the 80s you covered, and then you leave sports and they win the World Series.
Well, that's probably my second regret. I said I only had one. You just reminded me of another one, because they came to me the first year that the Twins were going to make it to the World Series, and right before they won the pennant to go to the World Series, I finally had convinced Mr. Hubbard, because he just didn't want me out of sports. He said, "I love you as a sports guy. I don't want you to do news." And I knew the future for me was news. When ESPN came on the air, I knew that local news would begin to shrink. Local sports. Which it did. And so he came to me and says, "Well, we're going to give you the job at Twin Cities Live, and you can do the morning news and take over this failing talk show." And so I had to make that choice about 2 weeks before they won the pennant. Now, the Twins got me great seats on the third base line, so I saw every game and everything, but I wasn't in the locker room. So I missed out on that, but it worked out to the good, because news, I've done some been able to do some pretty amazing thing in news over the years that I would have never gotten to do as far as sports.
And one thing, just real quick on sports, and we'll kind of move off from sports and news. You created Sports Reel here at Channel 5, which is a very popular segment, and that was kind of...
Are you still doing that?
Well, no, but I did find a clip that Joe Schmidt had done right as you had transitioned, and let's listen to that.
The bad news this morning. Here's some good news. Oh, yeah, yes, sir. That means only one thing. Sports Reel is now a regular on Thursday mornings here Channel 5.
Wonderful.
Now to the big news of the week. Right. Our second inductee into our infamous, or infamous if you prefer, Sports Reel Hall of Fame. A special inductee this time.
No.
Sports Reel's founding father, Mr. Robert Bruce. Bob has left Sports Reel and is now all tangled up. Being a talk show host, but Bob is still keeping his foot in sports.
You're being wrestled by Vern Gagne's daughter there, I think.
Oh, I know, I remember this.
Kansas City, here I come.
Hopefully, the Royals' future in the pennant race is about as good as Bob's in the music business.
Well, that's the general consensus of the people in the neighborhood.
I think that's a general consensus.
Something was wrong with that audio.
Yeah, Sports Reel. That was your inductee to the Sports Reel Hall of Fame.
That was a great little feature that we did, and it was repeated by a lot of other people around the country. But some of the things that we did, literally, nobody had ever done. We had such an incredible budget and things many, many times. I would be at the North Star game, and I'd anchor the sports cast from there. And then one time we threw it over to like a Minnesota Gopher hockey game, and then over to another reporter live at a Gopher basketball game, and then back to me. In those days, that was incredibly hard to do. Very innovative on the part of KSTP to do that. Nobody else is doing it. I'll never forget, we're coming to a Stanley Cup game, and Mark Rosen came up to me and says, geez, how did you do those highlights from the Islander Arena? How did you do that and match them up and everything? Because we had a system where I knew to read a certain number of lines, and then in my ear, Paul, the producer, would say, change. And so I'd know the next highlight was on, and we could match it where you would swear I had a monitor to look at. But in those days, we're doing C-band satellites. You had no monitor. I couldn't see what was going on. But we had it to where you would swear that I was looking at a TV monitor doing the highlights.
No, I agree. And I'm looking at – we have, you know, hours of this video on tcmedianow.com. And between you and Rob Leader and other people at Channel 5 doing these sports casts from the sidelines, which they don't do too much these days, you're reading off scores.
They don't have the people.
No, not at all. And you're reading off scores. You're reading off plays, you know, from the sidelines. And as you attest to, no monitor to go by. And it's matching up pretty well. I mean, at least for us here, you know, we're looking at it 30 years later, and it looks pretty good.
Well, there were fun times because it was not Mr. Hubbard just kind of had the feeling that if we could come up with an idea and it sounded good, we'd try it. I mean, there was the money was no object in those days.
So let's talk about the transition from sports to news. You'd done sports, you'd done evening sports, and now you become a talk show host and you become a news anchor in the morning. So a very different change not only in job duty but also in lifestyle, I'm guessing.
It was terrible. I mean, you know, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning is not fun. I've done it twice in my career. It was just a necessary evil. Somebody asked me, you know, how can you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning? And I said, I can tell you one word, a mortgage.
All right,
I mean,
going to work.
You got to do the job. But it was fun. And, you know, on Twin Cities Live, which those kind of programs really don't exist anymore on a local level. At that time it did. We were on before Oprah came on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we went on 1 year before her. But on that show, I met everyone from President Jimmy Carter, Shirley MacLaine. I mean, I could go through almost every kind of famous person you know. In those days, they had to go to the top 15 markets to sell their books. They couldn't sit in Hollywood and do a satellite interview. So if somebody wrote a big book, Suzanne Summers, I mean, anybody, Shirley Temple. If Shirley Temple was on that, I met Shirley Temple.
Yeah, I'm in the process of putting a lot of these on the website, actually, and there's a lot of your generosity. I have a lot of these. I was looking – one of the best ones, and people that are the Generation X from myself and James and others, is you had a guest on, and I'm going to play the intro to this and see if you can remember this moment. And I wish it's not Jimmy Carter. It's not Shirley MacLaine. This is a little bit more humorous nature, but let's listen to this.
Yeah. Out and find five at the fair.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Twin Cities Live, live from the Minnesota State Fair. I'm Bob Bruce. We've got a great crowd gathered here today on the fairgrounds, and we've got a very interesting subject. The little fellow that I've got in my hand here, most of you would recognize him as E.T. Today we have really a couple of subjects, but the same theme. One is, does a little fellow like this have satanic effects on your child? Are there other toys in your children's toy box that may have satanic effects? And that old ever-popular theme of rock and roll music, is it damaging the brains of the young people of America? Now, I have a mother right here. And could you stand up, please, ma'am? And Masters of the Universe, Smurfs, E.T., do you have those kind of toys?
Masters of the Universe, yeah.
Of course.
Are you afraid that Masters of the Universe is going to have bad effects on your children?
I don't know. I'm not crazy about it.
Then why did you buy it?
I have to admit fully now to the audience that I had a lot of Masters of the Universe, and if there's maybe that could explain a lot of my challenges in life.
Every
single one. But no, that is actually one of the most popular videos of Twin Cities Live because the Masters.
It is
Masters of the Universe, and the music that your guests claim to have some satanic effects are Bananarama. So if you look at all the 80s music that they could have picked, they picked Bananarama. So that's how it goes. But that was a great show, and I was looking at some video. You know, Jimmy Carter, Captain Tennille, Suzanne Summers, Shelley Long when she left Cheers, which was kind of a controversial time.
Well, you know what's funny is Shelley Long came on the show. And we found someone who had babysat Shelley Long.
That's right.
And she was in the audience, and she started to cry, and I took my pocket handkerchief out of my coat and gave it to her. And then we actually had a chance, my wife and I, we met some people from Cheers. We had a chance to go out and see the Cheers set and everything one time, and it was pretty amazing. She was very, very nice. One of the funniest shows we ever did, I think I talked for 30 seconds the whole show, was Tim Conway. Tim Conway came on. I said, here's Tim Conway. And he just started, and he went like an hour and just never stopped. And everybody was just crying. They were laughing so hard.
It's great. And so and I have to ask the tough question of the interview today. You name recognition, sports, you have a talk show, you're doing the news. What brought you to leave Minnesota after 12 years?
Well, what happened is, at that particular time, there was no way for me to go to the nighttime news. I said, I need to be a main news anchor. That's part of what I want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. I could have stayed and done the morning forever. And mm-hmm. and it was the worst time. We drove out of town, and we're in Burnsville looking back on the Emerald City, which is Minneapolis. And my whole family, my daughter, my son, my wife, were all crying in the car because we're moving to Oklahoma City. Boy, there's a cultural change. Oklahoma City to be the 6 and 10 o'clock news anchor, of which I was there 2 years. As soon as I got there, I said, I got to move on. And I was there for 2 years and then got a tremendous job in Phoenix. And then kind of worked my way. When we went to Pittsburgh, it's really where I started my life now. And that is, I was very unhappy moving around. I like Pittsburgh, but I basically had a mentor that got me into the financial business. And so I own my own investment consulting business now. My son, Scott, works with me. My son-in-law, Alan, works with me. And believe it or not, a woman I anchored with on the air in Pittsburgh for like 10 years, she came into the business and is a certified financial planner. So we have a tremendous firm, work with great people all over the country. I've got clients every state I've ever lived in. So that's how I'm able now to do the lifestyle that I'm doing now is the financial business. So it was a progression. I never knew all the lessons I learned in broadcasting would be so valuable later on. I like to tell people when I sit down with them, I've talked to, you cannot think of a human being on this earth, a type of human being that I haven't talked to. And that goes from the bad of the bad to the best of the best. From presidents to kings to you name it, over the years, I've either met them, talked to them, interviewed them. I've interviewed every president since Ford, except for Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. And I interviewed George H.W. Bush 2 weeks before he lost the election on Air Force One.
Air Force One, that's right.
I mean, those are the kind of things that, you know, I was very, very fortunate for, you know, a kid coming out of Memphis. And I literally, 2 years ago, went back to WSAO radio. It looks the same as it did 40 years ago. And I could still very well be there as a disc jockey. I was making $63 a week and 15% of any advertising I could sell. But I just, you know, kept moving forward. And the big break for me was Minneapolis. The big part of, you know, my children were born there. I met my wife there. If I'd never gone to Minneapolis, I'd have never met her. We've been married for 33 years now. So Minneapolis is home, and being in Scottsdale, it's funny because the Minnesota license plates are everywhere here.
Well, and I talked to Dennis Falcon, again, your buddy, and he says he's in Miami, and sure enough, Minnesota plates are in Florida. So when you escape us, but when you move on and you get a better role.
I never move on because I'm going to be in Minneapolis. I'm going to be with my friends in the St. Croix River March 22nd because one of my friends, Kari, who's Mr. Hubbard's oldest daughter, her son, Robbie, my kids kind of grew up with her kids, and he had his first child, so I'm almost like a de facto grandfather to his child as well. So I got to come back and see my family members there that, you know, it's growing. So we have very, very tight friends there, and I just hope the weather's good when I come in on March 22nd. So I assume you'll be at the airport with a welcome sign.
I'll be there with the limo hat on and the welcome sign. I might have to come back to the station and do the show real quick. But we have a few minutes left, and I want to first of all, what's your website, Bob, so in case people want to see what you're doing, they can check it out.
Oh, it's real simple. It's www.iwcnow.com. In other words, Integrity Wealth Consulting Now, iwcnow.com. If you just search Bob Bruce on Google, my daughter-in-law told me last night, she was talking to some friends, oh, yeah, my father-in-law, he used to be famous. He used to be on TV. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I can prove it to you. Google his name.
Well, go to YouTube or tcmedianow.com. I appreciate the hits. I want to play a promo from the early days, and I brought these for the interview. Let's listen to this little commercial from 1976.
Hi, I'm Bob Bruce, and I'm practicing for my next first-hand report from the world of sports. This time, I've challenged the greatest hustler of them all, Bobby Riggs. How's this one, Bobby? Hey, Bob, that's not a bad shot. Hey, here's a shot I use against Margaret Court. The Riggs Law. Yeah, but how about some of those shots you use against Billie Jean? Oh, gosh, you sure know how to hurt a guy, don't you?
I couldn't do the show without playing that today.
Amazing. I mean, I hope the audience, some people remember who Bobby Riggs was. He was a kind of a mid-level professional tennis player who back in the 70s decided to make a name for himself as a hustler and playing big-name tennis stars like Margaret Court and Billie Jean King. We beat Margaret Court. Nobody could believe he beat it. And he'd travel around with Sugar Daddy, like the candy bar, and he had these young blondes with him, and he's an old guy. So when I played him once, he had 25 chairs on his side of the court, and I had, and he had waiters on, duck waiters, and he still beat me.
You know, time's gone by, right? Well, that is also online, and I think your rodeo appearance and your rookie, one of the great series you did from the days in Memphis, I believe.
Well, I played four plays in the World Football League with Larry Zonka, Jim Kick, and Paul Warfield. John Hewitt, the Heisman Trophy guy from Notre Dame, was our quarterback. And it lasted like a year or so, and I played in front of 65,000 people quarterback, and then it folded. And then the people like Danny White, the backup quarterback, went on to play for Dallas. John McVay went on to coach at the New York Giants and then become the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers when they won all the Super Bowls. So a lot of connections along there, which, by the way, I was very happy the 49ers lost because we don't like Baltimore. That's our big evil, you know, if you're a Steeler fan. But we didn't want San Francisco to win because if anybody talks about football, I just go, how many Super Bowls do you have?
That's right.
Because we have the most.
That is right. Well, you know, Minnesota, well, when we get that new stadium, I'm sure we're going to win a few of them, right? Okay. All right.
That'll be great. I can't wait to see that. I'll tell you, that college stadium, the Gopher Stadium, is the most beautiful college stadium I've ever seen anywhere.
Target Field and TCF Stadium are both great stadiums, and when we get the Viking Stadium, we're going to be a first-class sports town. And, Bob, we hope you're going to come back and hang out with us in studio sometime when you're in town.
Oh, no, you know, next time I get out there in the summertime or whatever, I'll give you a buzz and come there. In fact, every time I go to a hockey game, I think of Minnesota because our arena, our brand-new arena, is basically a carbon copy of the XL Energy Center there, except it's, you know, it's a little nicer because it's newer, but it's just like deja vu.
Bob, thanks so much for being on today. We'll be in touch very soon.
Well, thank you so much, and hello to all my friends and relatives back in Minnesota. We'll see you soon.
This was Flashback Twin Cities. I am Tom Osmond. The website is tcmedianow.com. This is AM 1220 KLBB.